Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Village. And that was such a weird thing to me because I'd never heard of the festival here being characterized as the Village, but it kind of is for this 1 week to 2 week period at Rogers Campground. It does become sort of a libertarian village.
Yeah, and a sort of a home away from home for a lot of people as well.
Absolutely. Well, we are joined now by, I just said it, Patrick Bender of the freestate.app, which is not an app at this time, but that is the name of the website. That's freestate.app. Tell me about this. What is it exactly? It seems like it's a newer, more modern version of Liberty.menu.
Yeah,
that actually is updated and actually works and all of that stuff that Liberty.menu no longer does.
Sure, yeah, we can get it. I built Liberty Menu too.
Okay, exactly. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
then
it struggled with the not having a niche enough market. You know, libertarians everywhere was kind of too difficult to market to, I think, and so.
Certainly.
Being in New Hampshire, I figured I'd try to reboot that whole idea, but just focus on New Hampshire. I've been here for 5 years now, so I know personally 100 business owners that are free staters. And I figured, well, if I could just get those 100 to go on to this, and then also play off the whole free state brand here, that I might actually be able to get enough network effect and enough traction to get this thing going. So far, so good. I launched it a week ago.
Oh, wow.
So it's a new thing. And there's already 20 listings, and you know it's off to a good start.
Yeah, okay. That was always the sad thing about Liberty.menu is that it's such a great idea, right? But there just was no one using it.
Right.
And I mean, we promoted it on Free Talk Live for the better part of 3, 4, maybe 5 years.
Yeah, for a while,
There was no real traffic being driven to it. It's such a great idea, but I think you're right. The target market was just too broad.
It was too broad, and I think it's an idea that absolutely, like, it requires libertarian concentration to work. Because, for instance, when I first launched this, I was in the LA area, and it wasn't that there was no listings there, but there was a restaurant, right? I never went to the restaurant. It was an hour plus from me. I was still in LA.
Right.
It's like there was a few of these things where it's like, okay, there's listings in the LA area, but they're so far away. I can't use this electrician. He's not going to drive 2 hours to my house. You know, there's enough libertarians, I think, in New Hampshire, enough concentration where this can actually be useful.
I think other libertarians would agree that we're hitting a number that we have a community. Like, there's already people that I know who will do jobs, like, out of their way just because a guy is, you know, a free stater or a libertarian or, you know, of the freedom family, if you will.
Certainly.
For lack of a better expression.
I mean, the people who did the work on my house, they were essentially hired because they were libertarians.
Right.
And that's often the case in the liberty community here in New Hampshire, where if you have to hire someone to do something anyway, because of the concentration of libertarians we have here, odds are you can find a libertarian relatively near you who's capable of doing that.
And what a great time for people who haven't moved or are about to move. Knowing that you can come here and start a business and interact with other businesses of the same mind, of the same philosophies and principles, and that there's something like this where you're going to help them advertise.
Yeah, help them advertise, and I see it as, of course, a benefit to people that are in-state, but people that are visiting and thinking about moving to New Hampshire, you get on freestate.app, and you might find a restaurant you want to go to that's free state or owned, but you can actually start that conversation and say, hey, is the owner here? I'd love to, you know, tell him I'm a prospective mover and have that conversation. Otherwise, you would never know. Unless you're wearing, like, all the T-shirts and stuff to signal to your in-group that, hey, I'm a free stater, but I don't always do that. And so I've been to places, and I've heard other people say the same thing, like, oh, I ate at this restaurant. I go, did you know a free stater owns that? No idea. I didn't know that. And they're like, I love that restaurant. I didn't know a free stater owns it.
That's very cool. That's freestate.app that's making that possible. Again, that's freestate.app. So tell me about your hat, because it's a very unusual flag on it. It's white. It's a little more than half white, and then blue, then yellow, and then red. And it's got what appears to be a pine tree in the white part, and it says the Granite Republic. What is the Granite Republic?
Well, anyone that's listening and wants to see this hat, go on thegraniterepublic.com and you'll see this picture, right, because we're on radio, of what it is about. But this is a brand that supposes that New Hampshire is already an independent, free, independent country.
It's
called the Granite Republic. This is our flag. And I'm doing this all through an apparel line because, you know, it's illegal to actually have militias and try to overthrow a state like that. So it supposes that this has already happened. It's called the Vanguard flag. And the militia of this supposed country is called the Vanguard. And so in this, we have the pine tree, which represents the individual, and then the three colors, which represent the Vanguard. The first color is red for sacrifice, for blood and conviction. Gold for sound money, but also freedom of association, liberty. And then blue for cooperation and natural resources. And I put them in that order because I think if we're going to protect the individual and the individual's rights, we need to have conviction first, principles, liberty, and we have to figure out how we're going to get this environment and humans need the environment to be clean, and it's always the one that people like think they got you on, right? We're like, well, how are you going to keep the rivers clean without the EPA and stuff like that?
Right.
So I'm saying that if we have the conviction and we have the philosophy, we will absolutely figure out the environment part and the cooperation on natural resources.
I really enjoy the assumption. You're pretending as if that's already exist, which
it's already happened
to some extent. But that's how you make change, right? That's how. I can't tell you the number of people that I know, and myself included. I'm not traditionally schooled in music at all. I just picked up a guitar one day, had a guy show me some power chords and palm mutes and pinch harmonics, and then, oh, what do you know? I'm in a band. And I just assumed that I was a guitar player, mm-hmm. and then I was.
Right.
And I love this idea that you're assuming that this already exists, and you're putting out, you know, things to support that idea. And if you believe enough in it, and enough other people also believe in it, that it will just sort of happen.
Totally. And I totally support, like, you know, CACR 32 and these other endeavors to get a similar thing going, right? Secession or independence, as you will. But I'm not the guy that's going to go to Concord and fight for that. And so I was brainstorming, what can I do as a, you know, graphic designer? I'm also in construction, but, you know, this is the kind of thing I like to do. And I think about culture a lot, and I said, you know, we got to kind of change the culture first, because one of the biggest things I run into is that people will say, I'm America first and New Hampshire, you know, second, really is what that means. If you're America first, you're New Hampshire second. And politicians say, and everyone says it, I want that to be taboo. I want everyone to be like, no, dude, you got to be New Hampshire first or the Granite Republic first. And so part of the goal of this, besides, you know, the hat, I have a whole merch line that's mainly free state or libertarian right now, but I'm starting a new line that's, the goal is by the end of this year, it's going to be in stores, in convenience stores and general stores in New Hampshire towns that aren't free state or owned, that are just regular stores that have that, you know, made in New Hampshire section, and that they'll have the pro New Hampshire merch. And my whole idea is to get people to be more prideful about being a New Hampshireite, realize that New Hampshire's better.
New Hampshire is definitely better, and I love the idea of calling it the Granite Republic instead of, you know, the Free State of New Hampshire, whatever, because New Hampshire is like its slave name, so to speak. And that's that's why I like the Shire better as an idea too. I prefer to think of it as the Shire, because that's the free version of New Hampshire, and the Granite Republic works just as well for that. So I look forward to seeing it in stores. And what inspired you to do this? I mean, obviously there's a lot of talk of secession and things like that, but instead of, you know, trying to put effort into CACR 32 or something like that would have gone nowhere, you chose to actually take an approach that would actually have an impact, which is to get people wearing this. Are you concerned at all that people will just buy it because it's based in New Hampshire and will sport it and not know anything about what it's about?
Potentially, but that still, I think, accomplishes the same goal. So, like, even if you don't know what this is about. So I was walking down the street in Manchester. A guy stopped me. He said, cool hat. And he goes, it's New Hampshire, right? He didn't think it was, I don't think he thought it was a secessionist hat. He just saw the pine tree and granite, and he put the two together, and he got it, right? So he just thought it was a cool look. It represents New Hampshire in some way. If it does that, and people do it, and they don't even have a concept of independence, What it is doing, though, it's getting to think about New Hampshire first, New Hampshire pride. And if we could just increase New Hampshire pride to be a more than American pride, this brand is working.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. People can find out more at freestate.app and thegraniterepublic.com. That's thegraniterepublic.com. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Free Talk Live from Rogers Camp Garden in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2022, number 19 or number 20, depending on how you count. I want to tell you real quick about Bitcoin.com because it's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject and you want to get started, click Getting Started at the top of the page. It'll take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology. Don't be an idiot and just start buying it, hoping to become a Bitcoin billionaire or anything like that. Learn about it first at Bitcoin.com. And if you already know about it, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use website. That's news.bitcoin.com. With you today is Aria.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And I suppose I should say with you this segment, because we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there's so much going on. The hosts tend to rotate more on a frequent basis than they do. I think in the last segment, for example, we were talking with Mark. I don't recall now, or who, it doesn't matter. Anyway, Roe versus Wade yesterday was overturned, and it's been interesting to see the ramifications of that already starting, like, shortly after I had to go to town yesterday to get more dog food for my dog, and there was a protest happening against the decision in support of Roe v. Wade here in little Lancaster, New Hampshire, a protest of 30 to 50 women out there.
Oh, I saw, actually, on my way back, because I had to deal with a flat tire, on my way back from the shop, I saw, like, there was one guy, but there was, like, maybe another one or two people, you know, walking down the street. It looked like they had signs or whatever, and it was definitely a Roe versus Wade protest.
Where was this at?
In Lancaster proper.
Okay.
Yeah, so on my way to here yesterday after dealing with my issue, I saw that, and I meant to mention it, but I thought it was only a couple of people. But then after the news last night that I saw anyway, apparently in all of the major cities there are several varieties of protests, some of them violent apparently, which is surprising to me. Or not, I guess. People are dumb.
Well, at least they didn't spring this on us.
Apparently, pro-choice activists have been tear-gassed in clashes at the Arizona Capitol, and dozens have been arrested in New York City, Los Angeles, or Louisiana, I'm assuming Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C., as unrest sweeps the nation in the wake of the bombshell ruling, says Daily Mail. Arizona's Capitol building was besieged by pro-abortion protesters Friday night, forcing riot cops to fire tear gas to disperse the angry crowd in the wake of Roe versus Wade being overturned. Besieged by pro-abortion protesters. So were they like, were they laying siege to the building with catapults and trebuchets? I mean, it's silly to think in a democratic nation that people assembling outside of a building to protest would be characterized as besieging the building and forcing riot cops to fire tear gas. But this is what Democrats wanted when they made that big deal about the January the 6th riot. This is a direct result of that.
I was going to say, is there going to be an inquiry after all this is over by the government? And are they going to, like, find by videotape who all participated and prosecute them?
They may very well.
Gee, let me think. Probably not. Turns out unless you quote-unquote lay siege to their buildings, they don't care who did it.
Not necessarily. Stephen Colbert recently worked with some people in, I think, the House of Representatives to sneak some hardcore leftists into the building. And the results were exactly what you would expect. They were arrested. They were considered to be trespassing. It was exactly what happened on January the 6th as well. But Stephen Colbert is making the argument that, oh, no, this was just hijinks. You know, this was just shenanigans. And that's pretty much what people said on the right as well. It's been very curious to watch it play out. Like Tucker Carlson, of course, they're pretending to make a big deal out of this. Like, our democracy was attacked.
Yeah. Here's the thing that occurs to me.
Can I knock it off the shelf and we have no more democracy?
Here's the thing that occurs to me. There's a word that's been popularized in the last, I don't know, decade or so, and that word is triggered, right?
Right.
And it occurs to me that the grand king of all triggerers is the organization we call government. They're really good at triggering people.
Well, they literally point guns at people and pull the trigger. So, I mean, that's how they enforce everything they do. So I would expect that. You know, people who use force and violence as a rule against others are going to trigger the people who have force and violence used against them.
Yeah, as far as figurative goes, I'd have to completely disagree with you.
Really?
I would say that almost everybody has a special sandbox set aside in their mind for, well, the government did it, therefore it's okay, I'm not going to argue with it, I'm not going to say anything was wrong with it, because the government did it. I mean, if I ran around just putting flyers on people's cars, and if you don't pay me, stealing your car, well, that would be a real big problem. But if I have a badge, and I'm part of this organization, well, then it's perfectly fine for me to go around stealing property, you know, beating people, killing them,
well,
kidnapping them into
you have a point.
Places.
My point is that it seems that these political decisions often get people what I call butthurt. Right? They want to cry like a baby because, oh, the government isn't forcing them to my preference. They're now forcing everybody to somebody else's preference that I don't like. And so they get triggered and they want to cry about it because they're all victims of this thing called government. And it's because they're not getting their way about it, they have to cry about it. That's what I mean about being triggered. And so you see these government decisions, Roe versus Wade, you know, gun control, right? Whoever's on one side or the other of these issues, whenever they don't get their way, they want to cry about it. This results in a protest that really accomplishes nothing other than letting people see you cry about it.
Lawmakers working to complete their 2022 session said they were effectively held hostage inside and eventually huddled to a safe location as SWAT team operatives worked to disperse the gathered crowd.
Was Alexandria Ocasio Cortez amongst the detained?
No, this was a state capitol building. Arizona is one of eight states where abortion clinics stopped performing procedures after the decision was released Friday, and that's because a pre-Roe versus Wade law banning all terminations was automatically reenacted after Friday's Supreme Court ruling. So a lot of these anti-abortion laws were still on the books in these states. They just weren't enforceable because of Roe versus Wade. But now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned, all of those laws immediately go back into effect because they were never actually repealed. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey insists a bill he previously passed banning abortions after 15 weeks still stands.
His last name is Ducey.
Ducey? Yeah.
Ducey.
I don't think it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
authorities said there were no injuries or arrests, as far as they're aware, at least. And the pictures here, they are a bit more aggressive than you would expect to find at a protest. Like, they're banging on windows and stuff like that, as far as I can tell. So, doesn't justify the riot act they were given with tear gas and all this other nonsense, but probably not the best way to go about having a protest either.
These protests remind me exactly of when, like, one of my siblings would get grounded.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, what was their... No! They would, protest against getting grounded.
Kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming and you know, otherwise yelling and throwing a tantrum.
Shoes on banging against the headboard.
The difference is with this protest, you have, basically military people standing outside with guns. You know, it looks like something from a third world country where people try to hold their government accountable. Right? It's full on militarized here. There is more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, though. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's temporarily suspending abortion services in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. At issue is a 173-year-old state law on the books that says it's a felony for virtually any abortion to be performed, except in instances where it is needed to save the mother's life. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said he would not enforce abortion bans in his state. In Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order implementing legal protections for reproductive health care providers who serve out-of-state residents. More than a dozen states have trigger laws on the books that would criminalize abortion almost immediately, if not sooner, upon the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced the Show Me States ban on Friday. This is USA Radio News. At least two are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at an Oslo, Norway nightclub. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. The last of the 21 victims in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting was laid to rest on Saturday. Uzziah Garcia's funeral was held at a Baptist church in San Angelo, where he lived before moving to Uvalde last year. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman opened fire a month ago. Police response to the incident has been heavily criticized ever since. Wall Street on Friday notched only its second win in the last 12 weeks. The Dow finished 1,612 points higher. The Nasdaq added 809 points. The S&P 500 was higher by nearly 237 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine City Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire on site. So, of course, we're not taking calls right now. It's a continual urge I have to give out the phone number because it's just out of reflex, right?
Muscle memory.
Yeah. Or whatever the vocal equivalent of muscle memory would be. Just habit, I suppose. But anyway, we are on site, so we're not taking calls. We're talking about Roe versus Wade here and the various forms of fallout that are resulting from it. Evidently, a lot of people were arrested last night by, you know, riot police for assembling in protest outside of government buildings in New York City, Los Angeles, D.C., and others. But evidently, that's not the only thing going on. It would seem, for whatever reason, the LGBTQ community, that is, the people categorically not making babies, have found a way...
Well, you're forgetting about birthing persons.
I don't know that they would necessarily be LGBTQ just because they're...
Well,
what do you mean by birthing person?
So if you're B, T, or Q, you can definitely make babies.
Okay, B can definitely still make babies.
The LG, not so much.
T, not so much. It depends on how long they've been on hormones. I mean, you can mansplain me about what trans people can do, but I have personal experience with the subject.
Okay, I'm saying that there are trans people that can make babies.
It depends on how long they've been on hormones. I did acquiesce that point.
Technically, with the proper equipment in a lab, anybody can make babies.
Yeah.
Also,
okay, that's also true.
It's worth
pointing out
that, I mean, you can be a trans person without ever going on hormones.
No, you can have gender identity disorder without ever going on hormones. But going on hormones is what makes you a trans person. We had this conversation a few days ago. Gender identity disorder doesn't necessarily mean that you're trans. It just means you have gender identity disorder. So the Supreme Court's ruling, anyway, the LGBTQ community has found a way to make the abortion ruling about themselves. The Supreme Court's ruling overturning a constitutional right to abortion sent fear through the LGBTQ community Friday. After the release of the decision set out potential targets, Supreme Court cases legalizing same-sex intimacy and marriage. And they are correct. Justice Clarence Thomas, he did say that he wants to see the Supreme Court reevaluate same-sex marriage and same-sex sexual relations. He agreed with the majority that states could ban abortion and called on the Supreme Court to re-examine cases allowing LGBTQ rights as well as the right to contraception. In future cases, we should consider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell, Thomas said. I don't have any idea what any of those are.
The only Griswolds I know are from Vacation, yeah, National Lampoon.
Oh, yeah, that was a good, yeah, that's a good one. I need to rewatch that at some point, especially the original Vacation. I didn't care so much for Christmas Vacation, but just family vacation.
Vacation, yeah. My favorite part of all those movies is their parody of the Mickey Mouse theme song, but it's Marty Moose. It's like MARTYMOOSE, Marty Moose, something like that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they were singing it on the road trip on the way down to Marty Moose Land or whatever it was.
And I haven't seen European Vacation probably since I was like 5 or 6 years old. And the only part of it I remember is them driving through the roundabout for hours.
Classics.
Like, confused. So the 2015 Obergefell decision guaranteed same-sex couples the right to marriage. The 2003 Lawrence decision overturned a Texas law which made gay sex criminal. And the 1965 Griswold decision allowed married couples to use contraceptives. See, there's a difference here between having a right to contraception and the right to use contraceptives. And I don't like how MSN is ignoring that reality. A person should have the right to use contraceptives. But this doesn't mean they have the right to have contraceptives. They have to go out there and earn them, buy them, or, you know, acquire them in some way. They don't have a right to have them.
Yeah, life ain't free, buddy.
Yeah, there's a fundamental mistake there that people think you have a right to things. You don't. You don't have a right to anything, ever. You have to fight for it. You have to move. You have to change. You have to talk people into helping you. Like, that's how this works.
As the decision was announced Friday, LGBTQ Americans attempted to wrap their heads around the idea that rulings that have fundamentally shaped their lives and livelihoods could vanish. After decades of fighting, and this is, even if the Supreme Court did do this, I can't imagine too many states would be in a hurry to actually enact laws banning same-sex marriage, just because it's so common and ubiquitous in American society.
I mean, if they're going to ban marriage, they should just ban all of it, as far as legal marriage is concerned.
Absolutely.
Leave it to consenting people to contract with each other however they want. Leave it to, you know, religions. If they want to, you know, involve their religion in their personal relationship, they should far out solid and right on be able to do that. But get the state out of marriage altogether. I don't care what your sex is.
I just don't understand that how the state became involved in marriage in the United States. Anyway, I understand how it did historically, right, with marrying into nobility and all of that
kind of
nonsense.
They were the ones that kept the records. That's why the state was involved.
Yeah. Well, there were no records initially, right? It was just the Catholic Church would say, okay, yes, you're married or whatever, and no one actually had a sheet of paper. So how did it become this record-keeping monstrosity
I'm just guessing here, but I'm pretty sure it's because the religious folks were the ones who got elected.
I tend to think so, and that allowed them to control who could and couldn't marry. I suspect there was a racist element to it as well.
A lot of it had to do with inheritances. So, like, if someone dies and they're married, then that shows you, okay, well, that money goes to the house, the property, et cetera, goes to that spouse. If there's not a spouse available, then you can. It also helps towards showing you, okay, this person was the child of that one and the person they were married to, therefore, all of that goes down that line. So the importance of keeping records was so that we would be able to deal people's property out after they were dead. And the only people keeping records at the time were the government, basically.
So in the abortion ruling, Justice Samuel Alito argued any rights that are unenumerated or not laid out in the Constitution can't be recognized as a fundamental right in the country unless they are, quote, deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition. Abortion, he argued, is not. But other legal experts say the Founding Fathers drew up a Constitution as a general framework for the direction of the country. Well, the Constitution is just a framework for the type of government we're going to have. It doesn't really set a direction or anything like that. And abortion is certainly not mentioned in the Bill of Rights. The notion
that a lot of this really comes down to the 10th Amendment. They specifically spelled out, you have the right to do everything that we're not exclusively telling you you can't do.
Well, it reserved the power to regulate those things to the states and to the people, respectively.
Right.
The notion that courts should try to put themselves into the tri-quartered hats and wigs of our founding fathers in order to determine whether the rights would be recognized during the due process guarantee. Good God, this person needs to just stop talking. I'd like to emphasize the damage it will do to people who will no longer be able to get abortions. Yes, that it will significantly impact people who cannot get abortions. It's strange to me that this person felt the need to emphasize that the overturning of Roe versus Wade is going to have an impact on people who will no longer be able to get abortions. That's what the ruling was about. It's not an exaggeration to say people will die as a result of this decision. They will die because they are forced to give birth, and they will die because they will be forced to take desperate measures to avoid getting pregnant. And look, again, it's not hard to avoid getting pregnant. I don't know why people act like it's...
Desperate measures? What on earth are you talking about?
I have no idea what they're talking about. But it's not hard to avoid getting pregnant. You know, you just have to use protection for the most part.
Or, you know, don't bang.
I mean, abstinence is a way of not getting pregnant, but there's no fun in abstinence. Despite Thomas's explicit references to re-examining same-sex marriage and intimacy cases, the demise of such rulings is not set in stone. Obviously, I don't think any actual cases about those things has been brought to the Supreme Court. I can't imagine them being brought. It would require a state to pass a law that made those things illegal. And I just don't see that happening. I could be wrong, though. But time will tell what's going to happen. But we are here on site at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Come by, share your thoughts and opinions if you are here. We're not taking calls, but you can hang out with us or possibly get on the air with us. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from the Pork Park Unit Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Day 6. Really, realistically, the final day here. So if you haven't made it down here, unless you already live in New Hampshire or in New England, you're probably not going to make it here, even if you do have a ticket. And you can't get a ticket if you don't already have one because it is sold out. Unlike Lifetime Liberties, if you really want liberty in our lifetime, you should check out the Lifetime Liberty Conference at lifetimeliberty.com. Mark is going to be there speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference. It's in the beautiful city of Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. And it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. So check it out. They're going to be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on ticket. Head to LifetimeLiberty.com and use FTL20 to get 20% off. That's Liberty, LifetimeLiberty.com. Use the code FTL20. Well, with us now is Hawk of your card was the one that fell.
Follow the Science.
This is a series that you're... Tell me about it.
Yeah, my name is Hawk, and I'm worked in Hollywood for 20 years, trained commercial director, all that good stuff, and about right halfway through the lockdowns, I got approached by some artists, a bunch of fellow filmmakers who said, hey, something doesn't add up.
Raise the mic up a bit, please.
Right up here? All right.
Yeah, because you're not coming through very clearly.
All right.
So recap for that for me again.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, my name's Hawk, and I'm a Hollywood trained film director, and I have formed an anonymous film group with a bunch of like-minded Hollywood filmmakers about a year ago called the Sound Mind Creative Group, with the singular purpose to create this series called Follow the Science, basically follow the science, which is our attempt to look at what actually happened. What's the conversation we weren't permitted to have during the lockdowns.
So not trust the science, but follow the science.
Follow the science.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
Really, if we have a trailer, we'll say like one of our fellows in it is Dr. David Katz. He's like, well, it really means follow the dogma. And
follow the what?
The dogma.
Yeah.
And, you know, follow the narrative. Everyone started knew that and it was happening, but you weren't permitted to talk about it. So we came together, decided to make something proper mainstream as to the best of our ability. We're a self-financed group. We raised $300,000 our initial fundraising campaign.
Nice.
Tom Woods actually was the one who he had a podcast in which he was saying, you know, someone should make something proper, like a good show about this. And one of my co-producers heard that and he woke up in the morning. He's like, you know, someone ought to do that. Oh crap, it's me.
Yeah.
And he called myself and a couple other fellow artists and we said, okay, yeah, right, we need to do this. And
we
went after it, and we spent about 6 months getting ourselves organized. We decided that we wanted, you know, cancel culture is a real thing. Hollywood, I mean, it existed in Hollywood for well before it became a thing.
Right.
And so we formed the Sound Mind Creative Group to give the ability for a lot of our colleagues the ability to work with us without retribution. And I'm the only one who went public, so it's basically directed by Hawk Jensen, produced by Sound Mind Creative Group. And we've been doing really well. We did an initial recording of interviews at Freedom Fest last year.
Okay.
And got a nice catalog of material there. And that's where we actually interviewed initially Dave Smith and
it is alarming, I think, to see how the cult of science has developed here in the United States.
Exactly. Well, I think what we wanted to reveal is that people are realizing that science, everyone kind of came like, oh, science is this pure thing, this pure temple. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no corruption.
Right.
And really, it's probably been completely corrupt for at least 20 or 30 years, if not, you know, longer. And this is now we're becoming aware of it, yeah.
It was made plainly clear to me when I saw a picture of Neil deGrasse Tyson with a halo behind his head. It was a sun, right? But it was so analogous. It was, if you took one of the, you know, medieval paintings of Christ and substituted Neil deGrasse Tyson, it would have been exactly the same image.
Yeah, the institution of science, the sense that it is this temple of truth that you go to and they will give you the truth from on high.
Yeah.
Even though the scientific method is really a series of asking questions.
Right, that's all it is continually asking questions. Yeah.
The pursuit of truth is that you're continuous. You should be overjoyed when you find something that is not correct.
Yeah.
You know, it's a constant correction. It's that constant correction of the process, and that's what real science is. And so we, on the scientific side, we have three main voices. We have Dr. Jay Bhattacharya of the Great Barrington Declaration.
Oh, yeah.
That was made pretty famous with the, they basically said, hey, something's not right here. The policy doesn't jive with the science. And that's all they were saying with the Great Barrington Declaration. Maybe we should reset and reconsider.
Yeah.
And the famous Fauci emails came out, and that kind of blew it wide open. And
it was amazing how the policy didn't even remotely follow the science. The policy was just completely random, and it made no sense at all. Like,
they
wanted to prevent people from gathering in places, right? So a lot of these places that previously were 24 hours, they shut down overnight for allowing sanitation or whatever. Mm-hmm. This wasn't government policy, but it was along the same lines. Bars couldn't be open past 8 p.m. in some places, so it took the same number of people, and it crammed them into a narrow window of time where they had to be there, which is the complete opposite of what they claimed to be trying to do, which is spread the crowd out.
Sure, yeah, to protect you, but really they just wanted to ensure you were complying.
So
compliance above all else.
You had mentioned a list of some other people that were somewhat involved. Can you just give us a...
Sure, yeah, our main cast. So we have, on the science side, we have Nick Hudson of Panda. He's our sort of science communicator.
Okay.
We have Jay Bhattacharya and then David Katz. David Katz is well known for contributing at the Wall Street Journal. He's out of Connecticut and out of Yale. Jay Bhattacharya is out of Stanford. And then Nick is a chairman of a group called Panda, which is pandata.org. And they are a group of scientists and all sorts of folks out of the Southern Hemisphere growing into Europe that challenged it. They've been challenging it all along. So he takes the complex scientific ideas presented by Bhattacharya and Katz and sort of translates them so that people understand it more at a base level.
And that's a good thing. That was initially the goal of some of these physicists like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Brian Greene and Stephen Hawking. They wanted to take the science and present it in a way that the average person without a degree in astrophysics would understand.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And, but by doing so, they created this sort of cult of personality around themselves where they became priests of this dogma.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what they say and whether it's related to science or not. I remember Stephen Hawking come out saying that capitalism was going to destroy the world or something to that effect. And people are like, look, even Stephen Hawking agrees. I'm like, but he's not an economist, so who cares what he thinks?
Right, right, yeah.
But
yeah.
Because he was their priest and he had spoken about what the religion says,
and everyone
accepted it.
And there shouldn't be a direct relation between what they're saying in the moment and it immediately reflecting in policy, or not really reflecting in policy, just sort of this sort of blind sort of regurgitation of mantras like follow the science.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard it over and over and over again.
Trust the science.
Trust the science.
The science is settled.
Yeah, so that's why we'd name the obviously we're sailing right into the thick of it by naming it that, because we wanted to say, well, let's actually follow the science, which includes like following the science, the statistics, you know, what does the science reveal on the lockdowns, which we have very good data.
They didn't do a damn thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And but we also, there's two other factors to it. There's the main narrative and the human interest level. So as our main host, our main character is a fellow named Clifton Duncan. He's a Broadway actor who was effectively forced out on some of his views. He was a skeptic to the lockdowns. I'll let him speak to himself exactly how he felt about it. But he appeared on Tom Wood's show. So he started his own podcast. So he's a rising star. But he left Broadway. He couldn't work there anymore. He went to Atlanta. And we're like, hey, you're an amazing, charismatic actor. Would you be our hero's journey that we go along with? So,
yeah.
So it's the main vehicle for him, really. He's our main character.
That's great.
And so he asks the questions. Nix is sort of his mentor of understanding the science. And he goes through the process of understanding. And then we interview Angela Marsden. In the human interest level, we have Angela Marsden. She was the woman who went viral with that. She kind of went nuts with the, she had lost it when her tent was up and that was deemed illegal in LA. And then
what happened?
There was a film set that came in. She was a restaurateur.
Okay.
And she had built all the expense. She was barely holding on, built the outdoor eating stuff, all the random laws.
She followed all
the things. And at the last minute, they're like, nope, even that, they're going to close down. And she's like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to survive this. And then she happened to stop by her restaurant, and right next to her big two tent setup is a giant film set. Catering tent.
Yeah.
That was legal right next to her. And her friend, she's like, turn on the phone. And she just let loose into the phone and went totally viral of her just like, what? Tell me this is dangerous and this isn't dangerous. And it really resonated in that moment because no one was really saying anything at that time. That was in the early days where people were very nervous of talking.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cult. You're not allowed to speak against it. I mean, you weren't even back then. I was invited onto the show when I was running for sheriff with a bunch of liberals, so I knew what I was getting into. Mm. But the topic wasn't supposed to be about COVID-19 or masks or anything like that. And a solid hour of the show was them grilling me about my personal decision not to wear a face mask.
Yeah, sure.
Because
sure.
I violated the teachings of their cult.
Right.
Well, the news here, though, is that you have a trailer
for
this film just put out.
Just put out about 2 days ago.
Yeah, wow. So and followtheScienceSeries.com where people can go to look.
FollowtheScienceSeries.com. That's correct. Yes.
So check that out. FollowtheScienceSeries.com. There is more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.